Land of Confusion from Genesis to start us off here at Classic Hits on this Monday, 19th of October morning to you folks. Welcome along. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. How are you, boss man?
Not a bother, yeah.
Grand, what is your story?
No story, I suppose. I mean, I just came out of the weekend, so what past story could you possibly be?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there you have the Lily White on WhatsApp there.
Yeah.
And he's saying, happy feckin' Monday, lads. It's a bloody brilliant one so far. Oh. I hope yours is half as good. 10 past 6.
Well, like, I certainly hope it's half as good as yours. There's no doubt about that.
It's 10 past 6 and he's having a bloody brilliant Monday.
Up all night, I'd say.
God knows what's going on there.
Swanning around in his oriental dressing gown.
No, just some people were expecting you to be particularly happy today.
What was that?
Let me just check out who this is texting in, see if I can give them a name. Mark has just been on to say PJ must be over the moon with his homeland, Mayo, having that big win over the weekend.
Oh, get off! Get off the laddies. Yeah, yes, I was somehow not very... What are you talking? You're awful. You're an awful gang of shenoids.
Yeah. Anyway, so what's your weekend? Did you manage to do... Was there anything that would resemble a highlight in there, no?
Not really. I suppose United actually winning a game wasn't bad. But
well, yeah, and scoring goals.
I know.
Putting the ball in the right end.
It wasn't a highlight, though, because I can't do it. I'm not paying for the box office. I can't do it.
You can get it on the Irish channel.
Yeah, but
Premier Sport.
I have to have BT Sport to get Premier Sport. Okay. Do you have BT Sport?
Yeah.
See, so I can't get it on that. Yeah. So I'd have to pay for it that way.
So you'd be paying for it that way anyway, yeah? One way or the other.
I'll tell you something. I'm not happy about any of this.
No.
I'm not happy about any of this.
Not at all.
There's not a lot left to be enjoying, and then they tell you you can't have it.
You can't have it.
Although it was great to see West Ham doing, literally pulling Jose's trousers down. It was unreal to watch them.
That was extraordinary.
That was great crack, now.
3-0 up after 80 minutes.
Although, you see, the problem is I was watching that match and about 80 minutes...
Mind you, you had a bet on it, hadn't you?
Yeah, I had a bet on it, yeah.
On a Spurs win?
On a Spurs win, yes, part of a double, yeah. And I was like, all right, and I had a bet and I thought, that's that. I'll head off now, I'll turn this off and I'll get ready, get something to eat and before I watch the Leicester game.
Yeah.
And sure, then I came back and my bet had disappeared off. I was like, what the hell is going on here? It had just been disappeared off me.
Yeah.
Me betting account. I was like, I can't figure this out. I was going mad. I thought, do you know what, these shysters are after cancelling me bet there for some reason. And then I looked at the bet's previous into the 3-3. What the hell happened? In the 10 minutes it took me to go and make a sandwich. I missed all the action and lost the tenner.
Oh. What a great weekend it was, really, all round, when you think about it.
The thing is, until I spoke to you now, I actually didn't think it was that bad. And now I know the truth.
Annie Lennox walking on broken glass here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 19th of October. 16 minutes past 6. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. 087-188-0008. Thank you for all of the WhatsApps. About to take on the birthdays for this 19th of October. A good one to start for you, PJ, as well. Your beloved boxing.
Okay.
We're going to start with the one and only Evander Holyfield.
Oh, Evander Holyfield, of course. Mr. Chewy here.
It is Holyfield, isn't it?
Holyfield, yeah.
Yeah. Because you know the way technically it's spelled Holyfield.
Yeah, I know.
But it is Holyfield, isn't it?
Definitely Holyfield, yeah. I've never heard him called Holyfield.
Yeah,
anyway.
That would be mad.
Yeah, it's like a way up north as
well. Would he hear you calling him that?
I wouldn't say it around him. Isn't that gas?
But isn't he the man who had his ear bitten by Tyson?
He bit his ear twice.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Sure, would he hear that at all?
Unbelievable, wasn't it? Remember, like, he bit his ear the first time and Holyfield goes, he's biting me, to the ref. And the ref was like, yeah, okay, fight. Like, fair enough. And then he bit it off and the ref was like, okay, this guy, I think we have to knock this on the head.
Yeah,
Because
you're not supposed to be, you're not allowed food in the ring, sure.
You're not allowed food and you're definitely not allowed to, if you forget your lunch, to just eat the fella you're fighting.
We draw the line at a bit of cannibalism. Jeepers. I mean, you can box the head off each other, but I mean, come on.
Yeah, you can have the cannibalism outside the ring.
Yeah.
You're like, that's for the car park, if you don't mind.
Do you know what I just saw on this as well, which it's just, the image is quite extraordinary to me. Apparently, Evander Holyfield was in the US version of Strictly Come Dancing. You know that Dancing with the Stars? Apparently, he was in, came fifth.
You're joking.
Which, I mean, I don't know if that's particularly good, but it sounds good to me.
Imagine the amount of float like a butterfly jokes he would have to have listened to doing all of that. I can't, that's unusual, because a lot of the sports people, when they do that show, they're unbearably bad.
Yeah.
You know when you see...
But especially big lads, you know, like big lads, big muscly lads, tend not to have...
Grace.
Grace is exactly the word
they're
I was going to use.
Like a bull and all, but yeah, I know. Especially like world heavyweights, like these.
Exactly,
these
yeah.
He's about 9 foot, that lad. About 9 foot. How Tyson reached his ear in the first place is unbelievable.
Yeah. Standing on his shorts.
I'd say he's about 56.
Not
maybe.
Bad at all. 58.
Ah, okay. That's all right. I'll not take bad. That.
Right, going to stick with the sports. Big Sam. Sam Allardyce is celebrating his birthday today.
Big Sam the gangster. Honey, Sam the gangster Allardyce.
My God, you take one little... You take one little payment from... And a newspaper happens to be sitting there and suddenly, unbelievable.
You're in all kinds of trouble. Oh, yeah. It was all that transfer fixing and everything that he was involved in, wasn't it, as well?
No, it was that thing. They did a sting on him where he was supposedly helping these businessmen get around some sort of FA rules or something.
He
was kind of advising them. The trouble was, he was the England manager at the time.
Yeah, of course. And remember, but there was all, at the same time, there was a whole lot of transfer fixing exposed, wasn't there?
Was there?
Yeah.
Because the thing about him and your mate that you hang out with every so often, Harry Redknapp.
He's not my mate. I met the man one time.
Yeah. Look, you're friends, right? So him and Harry Redknapp both have this reputation for kind of wheeler dealer.
Oh, be, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Get that done. Yeah. Pay you later, yeah.
Let's be honest. If it wasn't for football, they'd be selling off a stall in East Enders, like. There's no doubt about it.
But they reckon Sam Allardyce was actually way ahead of his time. Like the whole nutrition thing and the whole sports psychology thing and the whole... Honestly, they reckon like when he was at Bolton and everything, he was bringing in stuff that like, you know, if Wenger was doing it, he'd have been praised to high heaven. But because it was Big Sam, it was like, what's he?
Well, that's why when I look at Big Sam, I definitely think nutrition. I definitely do. It's the first thing that comes to my mind is nutrition. I'd say Big Sam is about, he's about 67 maybe.
Oh my God, so close, 66. Ah. 66.
Oh jeepers, very entertaining old character.
Ah, he's great. Right, what have we got for you? It gets a little bit wobbly now, right?
Oh dear.
Next birthday for you is Sunita.
Ah!
So macho.
Boys.
No, was that not Sabrina?
Oh, that was Sabrina.
With the very large... personality.
That was her, what was she then? What was the...
So, macho.
So, macho.
She's a woman that hangs out with Simon Cowell, isn't it?
That's her, they're best mates, apparently.
Yeah.
All right.
They dated for a while and stuff.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
What's it like dating him?
What are you asking me for?
I didn't even know. Do you reckon those trousers even...
I think he's an action man.
Yeah.
I don't think those trousers ever come down.
Permanent plastic blue underpants that never come off.
I'd say, it's maybe,
and there's nothing on them, just a dog.
And now he has permanent plastic on his face that'll never come away again.
He's just filling himself up with plastic.
That wasn't,
his...
you know, look, I mean...
I know.
That wasn't a great... Wasn't a great result.
His head.
Yeah.
It never is. Stop interfering with yourself. Like, you know, that all that plastic surgery ever does is make you just look weird. Do you look younger? Yep. Do you look younger though? Yep. Do you look better? No.
Because you know worse than you know who had a terrible result as well is your woman. Helen Hunt, you know that actress?
Oh my
great
God,
actress.
She destroyed herself.
And then she, oh my God.
She destroyed herself.
I'm sorry, man, but that looks like a melting.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
It looks like a melting.
She looks like an actual Madame Tussauds, like a bad Madame Tussauds version of herself. That if someone says, that's Helen Hunt, you kind of go,
no, it's not. She's borderline unrecognisable.
Unrecognisable.
Yeah.
She's in a new horror movie on Netflix, and I watched it, and she doesn't look.
I know, that was the most horrifying thing of that movie. Yeah. I watched that movie. And the movie itself was whatever, but the most horrifying bit was, oh my God, that's Helen Hunt.
Are they going to address why the star has a melted face, or are they just going to leave it?
When did that happen in the scene?
They're just going to skip that out completely, are they? Yeah, I know. It's mad.
Very strange. But Sunita...
Sunita is like, maybe around the, maybe it's 64.
57.
Oh, 57. You rest your case. You rest your case.
Right, what about this guy? I know you're kind of a fan of this guy. John Lithgow.
Oh, John, he's brilliant.
Third Rock from the Sun.
He's absolutely brilliant.
Shrek.
Yeah.
Loads of things.
Dexter. He plays
Dexter.
A serial killer in Dexter. And he's the best series of Dexter is all about him when he's the murderer. Oh, it's Brad. That's not giving it away, by the way. It's one of those Dexter ones where you know. In fact, yeah, exactly. You always know Dexter, who's a bad fella, is.
Yeah, they kind of pointed out at the start.
And he's such an unusual character. Like, he's got such a weird-looking head and everything.
Yeah.
Kind of like some mad scientist. Like, he could have done kids' TV, but he just went into adult comedy or something.
Yeah, he's done so much when you think about it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's great. I'd say he's about...
Twice Oscar-nominated. I didn't know that. I don't know what that was for.
I haven't a clue what that's for.
Because they don't hand out Oscars for TV, do they?
Can't imagine having a clue what that's for.
Well,
no idea. I can't even think.
Unless
of
it was
movie
the
was
Shrek
in.
Stuff when he was a voice artist thing or something, was it?
Oh, James, they'd be disappointed. Yeah, here, I'm not going to go. No one would be into that. I'd say he's about 65.
75.
Oh, wow.
John Lithgow. Yeah. And then the final one is, again, another actor. But again, hard to know how you'll decide to guess this guy. He's the man who Top Gear actually named a corner after.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Gambon.
Gambon, yeah.
It says here, right, brilliant Irish-born and now British actor.
How does that... Aren't they just unbelievable?
I don't know what that means.
Aren't they just unbelievable the way they do that? Anything that's half decent, they just...
I assume he must have just chosen the old British citizenship, did he? I don't really know a lot about him, other than he kind of tried to take over Dumbledore. You know,
Dumbledore?
When Richard Harris moved on.
What?
You know what I mean? The Harry Potter movies.
Is he in the Harry Potter movies?
Yeah!
Wait a minute, I haven't a clue who we're talking about. Is he not your man who used to host Mastermind?
What? Magnus Magnuson.
Oh, that's who he is. Who's Michael Gambon then?
The actor. The actor, Michael Gambon.
I never heard of him. I don't know who he is. I always thought he was your man who sat in the black chair in Mastermind.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's
think
amazing.
He's an actor at all.
Do you know what the best part is? You'll probably get his age right because it's a significant birthday and he's not a young man.
He's 80.
Yes, he is.
That should be my Mastermind questions.
Now you're up to date in the home of PJ and Jim, waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, John. 6:32. How are you, sir?
Very well. Good morning.
Coming off the back of a not too bad weekend, you'd have to say. The dream continues.
The dream lives on, yes. We shall continue to believe anyway.
For now.
Yes. And of course, naturally, I'm assuming this morning you were espousing the wonderful addition to the fabulous, beautiful game that VAR has become.
Indeed. What? After 50 years of getting every decision wrong by referees and suffering at the hands of Entitlement FC, we finally get something for
there
once.
There you go, you see. That's the way to look at
indeed,
it.
Indeed, yes. What happened, and you know, we just have to move on. You know, exactly.
Yeah. What's the point in dwelling on it, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know these people that just dwell on it.
Yeah, oh, you know, these unfortunate incidences, you know.
I mean, look, it's the rub of the green, isn't it?
Absolutely. A slip here, a slip there, a VAR here, a VAR there.
It all balances out.
Manchester City will win the league in May. There you go. There's the end result.
Oh, dear. Mind you, the extraordinary happenings yesterday. I mean, it was looking as though it was going to be yourself and Spurs were going to be kind of like, you know, the dominant forces.
Yeah. To be honest, I wasn't paying much heed. I'd 70-something minutes gone, 3-0. You're thinking, oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And the next thing... Davy Moyes has somehow rejuvenated his career in the old East End, you know what I mean? So it's like, there you go, you just never can tell.
It's mad at the moment, isn't it? The results in general are mad. You don't know what to expect.
Hasn't been a nil-nil. And as far as I know, and there's a deluge of goals, and they're putting it down to the empty stadiums. I don't know. But
it's all crazy.
Yeah. It's great. Never let the fans back in then, if that's the case, because this is much more entertaining, and you don't even have to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, of course, cable companies want you to pay £14.59 to watch these things as well. So that's not a very clever strategy, you'd imagine, from their point of view. Also, when the coverage is blatantly biased towards one particular team in a Merseyside, you know, you do wonder, are the other team playing? Oh, seemingly they scored twice. But they're just, you know, partakers of a wider, you know, societal thing, you know.
That's fantastic. I love that. A good old conspiracy theory as well, just thrown in on top.
He's dead right, though, all the same.
Yeah.
John's on these days, I feel like not joining in because he's doing all the work of slagging off the people I love slagged, and I really enjoy it.
And you're just there kind of, you go ahead, John. That's right. You tell them.
I'm sitting there going, this is the type of radio I like to listen to.
It's a good
to.
Job there's masks around these days or I'll be headhunted anyway. They're everywhere.
When you say headhunted, you mean to be put on the top of a spear, do you?
Indeed, yes. To fall hard and from a height, you know, kind of thing.
Look at that, we're on, PJ. Fancy that. Imagine that. See what happens when you're chatting away, minding your own business.
Jeebus, you scared the life out of me there. I was going to think for a second.
Sorry, we were having...
Oh, my God.
We were having a conversation there. See, sometimes it gets... Just your show gets in the way of it, doesn't it?
Gee, I forgot he was even at work. I was all carried away. Talking about horror movies and everything. Dear, oh dear. We have to stop doing that.
I know.
Jeebus,
you go down the wormhole.
The life out of myself.
And then the music stops, you go... What's that happening there?
It's talking about Halloween and horror, and then we get the biggest fright of all. Oh my God, Jim, we're supposed to be working.
That's superstition for you. That's amazing.
There
anyway, listen. Right, no, that's it now. Come on, we're sorted. None of that kind of carrying on gossiping in the background there.
Yeah.
People out there expecting to be entertained, PJ. God's sake. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Elf Terry, I just noticed, has been on there wishing us a happy Monday. This is fantastic now. This is brilliant, right? Talk about lifting yourself out of the firing line. Elf Terry, who we know is a huge loyal Liverpool supporter, he's been on to say, morning, lads, happy Monday. Well done to United on Saturday. But seriously, Everton. It's great. We've been taken out of the firing line.
I know.
We've been taken out of the firing line.
Isn't it, yeah? The local rivals.
They're not happy about that.
I know.
Oh, they're not happy.
Oh, yes, they're gone mad.
Oh, they're gone mad.
Mad about it. Petitioning people. I was just being informed there, petitioning people that Pickford has to stay. Not, he shouldn't be allowed to play again until Van Dijk is better. Can you actually believe that that's actually happened?
Yeah.
No, that shouldn't be allowed.
That's right up there with the sort of... We should get a trophy anyway.
Yeah.
I know we didn't win it, but we should have gotten a trophy anyway.
I think it's only fair that we get a trophy regardless. I know, it's unreal stuff.
Anyway, listen, welcome along, folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday. And it is a special Monday. The big one today, the thing that will eclipse all other things is the fact that we're back on the old 4K Monday, Double Money Monday on the Hitbit. It's actually officially over €4,000. Is it 4,100, isn't it?
It is, yeah. 4,100 quid. Loads and loads of money. Yeah, that's a proper jackpot now on the Hitbit.
Yeah.
And I just dig up some of the ones... the songs it definitely isn't, and read out a couple of them. You never know, it might help somebody.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is, now Mondays all the way to Christmas are going to be serious cash until it's won, obviously. And we're still looking. I know people keep texting and going, come on, at this stage, lads, when is there going to be a clue out of our hands? I'm afraid
it's in the
lap of Andy Bad News and Magical Michael.
Yeah.
And the one place you never want to be is in the lap of Andy Bad News or Magical Michael.
Oh, jeepers, I'm telling
that's, you. You don't want that.
It's like, that's
you don't want that.
I mean, Halloween nightmare right there.
I mean, PJ, you know, thought it was worth it to get the job, but you really don't.
Oh.
And so...
Jim, the nightmares.
So anyway, we'll continue to petition on your behalf to try and get a clue. Maybe if we hit the $5,000, surely $5,000 would be a big enough marker.
I really don't know, because every time we've given a clue, it's gone very quickly afterwards.
I suppose.
And now the thought, Andy Bad News thinking he'll have to part with about 4,000 to 5,000 quid
pre-Christmas.
I mean, he really, it is a Halloween nightmare. He's in there shuddering and shaking.
Yeah.
He looks like a pumpkin anyway, and he's absolutely terrified with the thoughts of having to hand over that much money. So he's just, I mean, it's just delaying the inevitable.
I'd say our chances of getting a clue after you saying he looks like a pumpkin have diminished.
Pumpkins look great in October.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, his carving wasn't amazing, but I'm just saying.
He kind of does look like a pumpkin, doesn't he? He's the same shape, head and everything of a pumpkin. You know what I mean?
It's at this point I would like to disassociate myself from any comments made.
Trick or treat and all. I'm going to dress up as Andy for Halloween. And you know what people are going to say? Did you dress up as a punk? That's what they're going to say.
Right, so it is Double Money Monday. 4K Monday. €4,100 to be precise. We'll be playing for a little over an hour's time. Magic Mike standing by on WhatsApp as always. If you want to let him know that you want to play. But classichits.ie, PJ did mention it. At this stage, when you're playing for that much cash, it's well worth checking out the previous guesses. Because it may well be that your idea that you're convinced of has already been guessed. So classichits.ie, you can check that out. And also, of course, we'll kick off a brand new week on the Breakfast Table Quiz. Cracking prize to tell you about that. And what is there anything else now that's already tickled your funny bone?
Not particularly, no, not yet. I'm still sort of thrifting through the day to see where we're going to get started.
You're
at
still
the moment.
Perusing,
still
are you?
Perusing the internet of the weekend to see what sort of what tickles my fancy. Yeah,
happy days.
I just want to change the subject now because I realise what I've said about pumpkin face. I mean, oh god,
actually, that'd be a good horror character, wouldn't it?
Pumpkin face.
Pumpkin face.
Yeah, although that's Donald Trump. He actually owns the world at the moment.
Guaranteed Irish, the great Phil Lynott and Old Town here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. 087-188-0008, all important number today of all days. Another 4K Monday, €4,100 to be precise on the hit bit on a Double Money Monday. Well worth getting a chance to have your guess. ClassicHits.ie, good place to start right now. And then, of course, when you decide that you think you know what it is and you want to play for over €4,000, 087-188-0008. Don't give us your guess, just let Magic Mike know that you want to play.
Yeah, hear that? Who doesn't need a hero? Even in the smallest of circumstances, we're always hoping some heroic act is done to cheer us up or get us through our day.
Absolutely.
Whether it be an emergency or not. Of course, we all know and we all accept nurses, doctors, firefighters and paramedics and all of those people.
The whole frontline thing. And, you know, and shop workers and bin men and delivery drivers and all sorts. You know what I mean?
You've hit the nail on the head. Because this is what I was going to say, is that the modern day hero has been redefined. And yeah, would you have said it, like, honestly, a year ago, would we have looked at someone working in Lidl or Aldi and said they're heroes? Probably not.
Possibly not, yeah.
We would have said there's someone doing their job, but now we know we literally can't handle anything without them. Like, they're proper
because
front
in
line
fairness,
heroes.
You know, the idea is, like, you know, when I was going to say when kids are kids.
When kids are kids. It's much better when kids aren't in their 40s.
Yeah, it's all.
Trust me,
doesn't
I know
work,
all
really.
About that.
But the idea that, you know, you aspire to be one of those heroic kind of things. Like, you know, years ago, people, you know, they wanted to be firefighters and, you know, policemen and
all
these kind of stuff, you know what I mean? And you're right, you know, once upon a time in the past, they might not have been going, I can't decide whether I want to be a fireman or a bin man.
Yeah, or a little manager.
Exactly.
Right? All these things. And now we
But times have changed.
Times have changed. We've redefined what makes somebody heroic. And what we've redefined is a heroic act has been redefined as well.
Right.
So simple things. Things you may never thought of are now seen as heroic acts. Here's one, right?
Okay.
Apparently nowadays, a heroic act is, say, you and me, we meet and we're just about to go into a shop together and you've travelled for, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes. And then you go, oh my God, I'm about to forget my mask. I have to go home. And I go, no, you don't. I have a mask in a sanitized bag in my pocket.
Having a spare clean mask.
A spare clean face mask is now.
Makes you a hero.
Heroic. It's considered an act of heroism.
Wow.
Here's another one. You're at work.
I'm claiming hero status. I've got an unopened pack in the glove compartment of my car.
Unbelievable. See that, everyone?
You're welcome,
ladies,
Ireland.
Ladies and gentlemen, it might not sound very heroic to go on about your own abilities, but it is heroic nonetheless.
I'm going to take it.
Yeah, I think you're right, though. Here's another one. You know when you're you come into work, right, and then you suddenly realise, oh my God, my phone wasn't charging last night. Oh God. And you go, does anyone have a phone charger? And someone goes, yes. Yes, I do. That's now considered heroism.
Do they have to say it like that? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Yeah, but the way it normally goes for me is it an iPhone? And they go, no, it's Android. Oh, sorry, I can't help you.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's now considered heroism. That's considered a heroic act.
Lending somebody your charger.
Lending somebody your charger, yeah.
Excellent.
It's a lot of responsibility to take someone's charger, I've found out. So many people just sort of, it's like the cigarette lighter of the past. It seems to just disappear into the bag
That's
of the
true,
person.
Yeah, yeah.
They forget that it's not their own. Go into autopilot and walk off with your charger. And then what happens? Then you're wandering around looking for a hero with a charger, a spare charger.
You're right.
The other thing is what's considered small acts of gallantry. You know what I mean? What's very gallant. You know, like holding open a door would have been gallant. Helping people set up their new smartphone. A lot of people don't know how to do it, haven't done it in years, so... you know, you get someone along and goes, I can help you with that. Or, is there anything I can do to help? You know, it's considered gallantry.
Yeah.
Gallantry is how it is, yeah. So there's quite a lot. Things have changed an awful lot in how we see little acts of gallantry and major acts of heroism and all of that sort of stuff. Lending someone a few quid, that's always been a thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
But these days,
if they're really stuck.
It's so easy now as well, because you don't even have to be with someone to lend them a few quid.
Yeah, the old Revolut.
You get out of Revolut, yeah. You can literally text them over some money. Dangerous, isn't it?
It is dangerous.
I'm on N26 because no one else uses it, and you can't help them out the same way. You know what I mean? The last thing I want is someone texting me saying, hey, "Did you hear it's my confirmation?" Yeah, you're on N26. What's that?
Exactly. Yeah. Do you search out technology that's the kind of equivalent of like the Commodore 64 or something?
Hey, Jim.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. I could lend you that. I only have it on floppy disk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What? Yeah, I only have it on floppy disk. Otherwise, you'd be welcome to it.
You're welcome to take it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what am I
going to... How am I supposed to use a floppy... Well, I mean, I'm offering.
I'm offering to help. If you want to throw the help back in my face, that's entirely up to you. If you want to be selfish about it, that's grand. Yeah. N26 does everything Revolut does, except nobody else is on it, so you don't have to lend anybody money. It's fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Helping jumpstart a car or push a car is heroic. Helping someone change the wheel of the car.
Well, that would be genuinely heroic.
Yeah.
That would be genuinely heroic.
I'm always surprised at how many people don't know how to do that.
It's not even the knowing of it. It's the actual doing of it. There's so, you know what I mean? If you're not, you know, there are certain people now, you know, who not a million miles away from here, who may well know how to do it, but don't necessarily enjoy doing it. You know, would be nervous of doing it.
Don't enjoy doing it.
You know, for fear that, I don't know, car'd fall down off the jack or something. I'd much rather somebody else was involved in the process.
You get under there and take the danger of it falling on you.
Especially, you know, when it locks up a little bit and you have to kind of be a bit rough with it. And you're thinking, I'm going to pull this off, or this is all going to go horribly wrong.
It's all going to land on top of me, yeah. I know, yeah.
Yeah. I'm quite happy to stand back and let a hero take it on if there's one around at the time, rather than do it myself.
Yeah, I am happy I got the old free AA membership with the credit card, you know.
You see?
Yeah, it does work.
But I can well imagine that being a big deal.
Definitely, yeah.
Even if it's somebody to help you out, let alone kind of do it for you.
Mind you, I was cycling back from Swords one day, and there was a woman on the side of the road, and she had a puncture, and I stopped and said, do you want me to change that for you? And I don't know, she sounded like she was from Poland or something like that. And she goes, do you know, she looks at me and goes, no, thank you, there is a man coming. I was there.
Fair enough.
Because I thought you were going to say she was, you know, affronted by the idea that you didn't think she could do it herself. That
no.
She was kind of like saying, I'm perfectly capable.
No, fellas.
But she actually just didn't think you were capable.
She didn't think I was a man. Yeah. No, thank you. There is a man coming.
That's a way better story.
Like, okay.
Yes, no. I'm not capable, but you're not capable either.
I could probably do it without a push. But you, in your tights...
Yeah,
no.
I think it's better if we get a man here.
I think it's better if a man does it. I was like, okay. I know, here I am now, probably about 11 years later, and I'm still highly insulted by it. It's something. I may keep my heroism to myself.
By the way, if there's anything else you regard as a modern-day act of heroism, feel free to let us know on WhatsApp. Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. Almost 21 minutes to 8 o'clock. Hitbit on the way on a 4K Monday for Double Money Monday on the Hitbit. By the way, Selma was on, PJ, just in relation to the kind of, you know, modern day heroes.
Indeed.
She had a good one. Good shout was that, you know, somebody who kind of lets you go ahead of them in the queue.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you've got, like, sort of, you know, very few items or something.
Very much so, yeah.
And they decide, well, you know, look, you go ahead. You've only got two or three bits. She was saying that's huge
that
modern
is very
day hero
nice,
stuff.
Especially nowadays, yeah. Definitely.
And you're in need of a sort of a modern day hero at the moment, aren't
I
you? You need somebody to help you out with a little personal problem.
Jim, I have a serious problem. I have a flicky eye.
Flicky eye?
I have flicky eye. Since I woke up this morning, my left eye is doing that flick, flick, flick thing every few seconds.
Is it up under your...
It feels like it's under my eyelid.
Eyelid, yeah.
And I go flick, flick, and then I can't...
It's very annoying, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Why does that happen?
I don't know.
What is it? And now I'm going to have flicky eye probably for the entire day. You can't get rid of flicky eye. The only way to get rid of flicky eye that I've known is just to sit it out or sleep or something like that.
Why does it last that long for you?
Oh, my God. You're joking me. Flicky eye goes on for ages.
All right. No, I've had flicky eye in the past, but it was only a passing thing.
Oh, no.
I tell you what's
I've had flicky eye for days.
What?
Yeah.
You take everything to extremes, you do.
I don't want to. But I've had flicky eye for days.
I know, because it's a bit like... I always found it a passing. A bit like... I'll tell you what's worse than flicky eye is squiggly lion's eye.
Yeah.
Do you ever get that blurry squiggly lion's eye?
I have had that, yeah.
You know, sometimes it happens just when you've rubbed your eyes, and that's grand, and sometimes, you know, it'll sort of pass in a minute. But did you ever have it where it comes on you and it's like... I mean, I've had it happen to me in here. And I tell you something, You'd be borderline panic attack.
Oh, you think? You think
I can't see.
Think you're on
I
the way
out. I can't see.
Yeah, everything goes like all blurred. Everything starts to move around a little bit.
And it's very awkward when you're doing this gig. And
yeah.
The screens suddenly go all squiggly and blurry, and you're like, what the?
And yeah, you start thinking, I'm going to be on the floor now. I'm going to be on the floor now.
And you're hoping you don't press the wrong button.
Thinking you're going to, yeah, I know, yeah, the panic that sets in, yeah.
Squiggly eye, whatever that's called.
Well, squiggly eye
gives very, you, that's very awful. I find that a bit scary.
But it only lasts for seconds, squiggly eye.
Well, you say that, but I mean, sometimes it lasts for a lot of seconds. Seconds that roll into a couple of minutes.
Jeez, I've never had it for a couple of minutes. Oh my God, you either need glasses or an operation. One or the other, I'd say.
Thankfully, it doesn't happen that often.
But yeah, no, but I have a bad case of flicky eye today. Very bad case. Does anyone know how to get rid of it or what it is?
What is it, yeah?
Oh, it's apart from being completely annoying, I can't tell what it is.
It's only one eye, is it?
Well, it's never the two. You always get it one or the other. And mostly on the left eye. It's trying to remind me of something. So it's like someone's there. It's like me eye is elbowing me. Yeah, don't forget about the thing.
Yeah.
Listen to your thing and listen to me.
It's like a nervous twitch.
Yeah, it is exactly what it's like. And I wouldn't mind only. I slept very well. I had a very good sleep last night. I obviously was completely dehydrated because I never even went to the toilet or anything. The first time that's happened.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe it's dehydration. Have you been pumping the water into yourself this morning?
No, not really. No, I had a coffee and
would have been fairly dehydrating.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't done very much urinations.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe it's dehydration. Maybe it's a bit, you know. Maybe that's the nudge. PJ, you could do some water.
PJ, yeah, drink of water, will you?
Have a drop of water, will you?
Ah, you can't get flicky eye from needing a drink of water, do you?
I don't know what you get flicky
this
eye
is the
from.
The problem when you're old like this, you go to the doctor and they literally don't know anymore. Do you remember when you were young? You go to the doctor and you say, I have a pain in my elbow. And he'd say, grand, you fell on it. You go, I did. How did you know? And that was it.
Yeah.
Now you're going to the doctor, a flicky eye. Right. Let's start at the top. Have you had a drink of water this morning? You're like, oh, for God's sake. You know, and then it goes through your whole body, and then you still walk out going, I don't know what it is, but here, take two of these.
Yeah.
And call
to
me
be
in
fair,
10 days.
I suppose, to be fair, you know, our descriptions of flicky eye and squiggly line eye is probably not great, really. Probably not close to the medical definitions that you might find.
What are you talking about? As if the medical definitions are any use to anyone. You know what I mean? Everybody goes to their doctor and says, flicky eye or
right.
I've a flick in the
check this
eye.
Out. Siobhan is on to say, lads, that flicky, squiggly eye are usually signs of silent migraines.
Oh, for God's sake.
When you get visual signs instead of pain. Wow.
Oh, well, I'll take it over a migraine. Oh, my God. I haven't had a migraine for years. I used to get fierce migraines.
Mick, who's not a doctor, I just want to point out, says, solve the twitchy eye by pushing your thumb hard into the twitchy bit for around 5 seconds. Got to push hard. No, can I just point out again? Mick is not a doctor.
And
okay.
And that's going to give me a serious case of squiggly line eye.
Please do not. Yeah. Oh my God, that could have gone any sort of a way.
Jeepers,
that could have
the sort of advice
fair, pushing your
give
fingers
you.
In your eyes and everything.
Yeah, take it out. You can put it in your hand.
Lads, I have a cure for flaky eye. Flaky eye, he has. Simple. 1 tablespoon of water in your mouth. Hold it there. Turn.
What?
God. Turn your butt to the fire till it boils. You see, this is the level of medical advice.
Turn your bum to the fire until the water
until the
boils.
Water in your mouth boils.
And it's supposed to help your flicky eye.
That'll help your flicky eye.
Tell
there you go.
Who hasn't tried that?
What about this? Caffeine withdrawal makes a lot of people twitch, according to Wayne in Cork.
But yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I can't imagine when I would have had a chance to withdraw from caffeine.
Yeah. I get that eye twitch. It's a sign of a lack of magnesium.
Oh, jeepers. So I need caffeine, magnesium, and a thumb.
And a hot bum.
And a hot bottom. I'll try the hot bottom first.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax. Home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit is worth 4,100 quid. It's worth loads of money this morning. Better give you one last listen to it before we get stuck in. And there you go. You've heard loads of times at this stage. Classichits.ie is where all the wrong answers are. But let's try and give it away this morning to Sinead. How are you getting on, Sinead?
Hi, how are you? Good, thanks.
Not bad at all, Sinead. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was grand. Quiet.
Yeah, exactly. Quiet, yeah. And funny enough, yeah, exactly. Of course it was. How are you feeling anyway this morning?
I'm good. I'm kind of nervous.
And come here, listen, Sinead, is this a guess that you've kind of been holding in your head for a long time, trying to get on to have a go?
Yes, about 2 weeks now. I've been on twice before and I've guessed and I got them wrong, but then about 2 weeks now this is in my mind and I keep trying and trying, but finally I'm on.
Right, so this could be it. This could be third time lucky.
That's it, Jack.
Oh, my God. I'm excited. I've excited myself now.
Yeah, same here. I've my flicky eyes nearly has my head rolling over with excitement. Go on, so, Sinead, what do you think?
I think it's Red Hot Chili Peppers, Californication.
Californication, yeah, top tune. Right, time to head to the West, where Magical Michael is standing by with all of the answers. How are you, Mike?
Good morning, and good morning, Sinead. I'm going to have to burn you, I'm afraid, Sinead, it is wrong.
Oh, sorry about that, Sinead.
We're all devastated, Sinead. We're all devastated.
No. Sounds like Sinead burst into
tears. I think she's just broken down. I think she's sobbing.
No, it's my small fella, they're laughing at me.
Typical small fella. They're always at that. Right, listen, Sinead, keep at it. Don't give up on us. And very best of luck. Thanks for playing.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Bye-bye
now.
Laura Murphy on the other line. How are you, Laura?
Not too bad, PJ and Jim. How are you this morning?
Great, Laura. Thank you. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
You sound like you're out and about. What are you up to?
Heading to work there now, Jim.
Right, and are you allowed to tell us what you do? Is it something really important? Do you run the country secretly?
No, not quite. I'm just working as a COVID-19 tester at the moment. So.
That's pretty blooming important, if you ask me,
so.
Laura.
Thanks, lad.
So it's a whole day of sticking things into the orifices of people, is it?
That's about it now, PJ, yeah.
Well, how does it work? Is it one swab in the nose and one in the mouth, is it?
That's right, PJ, yeah.
I suppose it's just a matter of time.
My one was one up each nostril.
Was it?
Yeah. I don't know what you had in your nostrils, Jim.
I tell you something. I think that nurse just liked me nose, really, to be honest with you.
I think Jim's forgetting that it was just a nose job he had.
You get some nice noses, boys.
In fairness. Right.
Okay, Laura.
What an unusual discussion. Wasn't expecting to have that one today, PJ.
I know.
Talking about people's hoosers.
I'm just glad that the doctor confused your mouth as one of your noses. So, Laura, what do you think, then? You have a go.
I'm going for Richard Marx Hazard.
Richard Marx, what do you reckon, Mike?
It's a negative result for you, Laura.
Oh!
Ah, COVID puns.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is wrong. But give it a go again anyway. And you know, I'll be here. I'll be right here waiting for you when you ring.
Thanks,
you know,
Mike.
Oh my God. I'd say you'd rather be looking up people's noses, Laura, than having to listen to those kind of puns for the day, I tell you something.
Yeah,
listen, Laura, fair play to you. Thanks for everything you're doing. Thanks for having a go. Take care of yourself.
Excellent.
Cheers.
Bye. See you, Laura.
Bye bye. Right, Michael. Very well done.
Come on, lads. A song pun and a COVID PCR test pun.
It was amazing. No, you're absolutely right. It was amazing.
It was amazing.
It's just the level of, or should I say the lack of level
of commitment. That's what it is. The lack of commitment.
I'll be right here waiting for you. Yeah, that's Bruce Springsteen, of course, Dancing in the Dark at 10 past 8 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Thanks for hanging out with us Monday, 19th of October. 087-188-0008. Details of a brand new breakfast table quiz prize on the way very shortly. Nothing to beat on a Monday. That's always a good thing. Get you involved on a Monday nice and early. Lots of other bits and pieces going on as well. We missed out, of course, on 4K Monday on the Hitbit with Niall Boylan, 1:30 today. Another shot at it, so don't give up on that. And also, if you're somebody who's looking for love, don't give up on that either, PJ.
Don't give up on that either. Don't be worrying about whether it's a man or a woman or whatever you're into. Don't even be worried if it's a human anymore. As if to sign off on what a weirdo of a year this is in 2020. Now, having been asked, about a quarter of people haven't ruled out the idea of sort of just not going out with anyone at all. And I'm not saying that means they'd remain single. Just they would go out with a robot, given a half a chance.
A robot?
Yeah, according to a new survey, the Dutch are the most accepting of this idea. Of course they are. Dutch not exactly known for being the best to crack.
I don't know. They're also not known for being prudes either, in fairness.
Well, true
quite,
enough.
Quite liberal when it comes to, you know, the idea of love, who you like.
Well, I suppose robots would suit them down to the ground, so... researchers from the University of Twente, and I've no idea where that university
Twente,
is.
Twente, FC Twente. You remember, your man, that's the whole famous Steve McLaren attempting to... You know, when he put the accent on.
Oh, my God.
He was managing FC Twente.
When
they
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There you go. Now, suddenly I have an image in my mind. So it was a robot accent he was putting on. So researchers from the University of Twente, they surveyed 11,000 people and found 27% of them. They either supported the idea of dating a robot themselves, you know.
Yeah.
Or they hadn't completely ruled it out yet, you know. Or 72% were completely opposed to the idea. Now, 72% to me is kind of small. When you're talking about going on a date and getting into a relationship with a robot... The fact that 72% of people said absolutely not, that seems like a small statistic.
Really?
Years ago, like if a lad said he had an inflatable friend, we'd be like, oh, here. And now it's like you can have a digital one. And all of a sudden it's like almost 25% of the population would say that's no problem.
You see, I'm amazed. Weird. I'm amazed now because I would have thought that this was literally your idea of perfection.
Yeah.
I mean, you're literally talking about a partner... who you hope will fulfill all of your, you know, whatever relationship needs you have. And then you have, and you've expressed it many times, I'm not speaking out of school here, you have the ultimate off switch.
You've true. That's very true. I know, I see where you're
going. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sort of thing. No arguments about what you're watching on the television or what the plan is for dinner or any of that sort of stuff. Because there's always the plug. Sort of,
there's always a plug, yeah. What are you having for... Yeah. Oh, you're going out, eh?
I just thought this would play right into your hands. That's all I'm saying. I thought it would literally be your idea of the ultimate partner.
Are we going to just watch whatever you want to watch? Yeah, turn off the radio, yeah. Every time your robot starts nagging you, just power down.
Little remote control.
Yeah, shh. Be quiet now. Just turn the volume down, even be better. Watching it have a tantrum and it can't even make any noise. That'd be even better.
And I assume now that these robots would be very, you know, in terms of the way that they would look.
Well, yeah, but this
Or is this
thing.
Just the general idea of any sort of a robot?
No. Well, this is the thing.
Like, you're hardly going to go out with something that looks like a Hoover.
Well, you're more likely to, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because there's this thing called the Uncanny Valley, right? Where humans will not... If you can get a robot to look exactly like a human, we won't... something in our psyche will repel us away from it.
Really?
Yeah, it's called the Uncanny Valley. The closer something looks to human, the less a human being wants to be around it. And there's all kinds of theories about why that is.
Yeah. So if you know it's not human, but it looks really human...
You won't.
You don't like it.
You won't have it in your home. You think you will, but in reality, to be around something like that...
You just don't trust it.
It's a real deep psychological thing about how it feels to be close to the dead. And it's a really weird thing. So we won't do it. So the point is, to answer your question, if you're going to go on a date with a robot, it may look like a Hoover. So you could be sitting there saying, no, don't be making a scene, right?
You'd be sitting there with effectively, what did they call that one that all the industrial places use? Henry.
Henry the
Hoover. You'd have Henry there with his eyes, his plastic eyes, on the other side of the table. And you're going, What are you having? Are you having a starter?
And the food will come and you'd be like, and you'd be like, Henry, don't hook all the sausages.
No, I said it to you. Don't be hoovering up your food. Didn't I? You're embarrassing me.
Gee, Henry, it's unbelievable. You have to hoovering up 32 sausages.
Now look, you know what I'm going to have to do now? I'm going to go and have to empty your bag.
Oh, for God's sake.
Worst date ever.
I'm honest to God, I know it's still better than dating a human, but it really is difficult on me.
Vogue from Madonna here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 20 past 8 on this Monday. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. 087-188-0008. By the way, that prize we were telling you about for the breakfast table quiz, it's a luxury stay, two-night luxury stay in the recently refurbished Superior Lodges at Kinsale Hotel and Spa. And it's for a family of up to 6 guests, so it's a pretty big one.
Yeah, it's great is what it is.
Now, obviously, I mean, you'll have to be, you know, you'll have to pick your moment to actually take it.
True enough. Let's see what happens later. Although hopefully you can still do a bit.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, if you do win it, it'll be valid for whenever you take it. So no panic on that score. But it would be lovely. The amount of people, I'd say, who are absolutely just itching to get something that resembles a holiday.
Something at all. I know. Jeepers almighty.
Incredible.
It's 4 years now since I've been on holiday. 4 years, and there's no sign of me getting one anytime soon.
So that's what we have for you on the Breakfast Table Quiz. That's what you're going to try and win. Nothing to beat on a Monday. Two-night luxury stay in the recently refurbished Superior Lodges at Kinsale Hotel and Spa. And it's, as I say, for a family of up to 6 guests. So it's a pretty nice prize. And if you want to get involved early doors, you can let Magic Mike know that you fancy playing. 087-188-0008. Never forget, from Take That, here at Classic Hits, almost 20 to 9. Almost time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Lots of people looking to get involved already because, of course, as we said earlier on, lots of extra prizes this week on the Breakfast Table Quiz. We have our overall family prize for up to 6 people, 6 guests to enjoy that fabulous break at the Kinsale Hotel and Spa. Or we have the runner-up prize. We don't normally have runner-up prizes.
No, I'm into this now.
It's pretty cool.
So it's basically the person who gets the second best score.
Yeah.
Oh, good. If there's a draw, there's going to be more drawers.
And then, of course, on our social media channels as well, there's also another prize up for grabs there while the Breakfast Table Quiz is running this week. So lots of reasons to get involved. Magic Mike standing by as usual. 087-188-0008. No score to beat on a Monday. Let him know if you want to play now. You never really need an excuse to play this kind of music.
Never.
Always good. But we do have one because, BJ Gallagher, I have a question for you, right?
Yes, go ahead. Yeah, I'm not.
I know you're a man with a generous heart.
Let's not lose the run of ourselves.
Okay. And I know you're a man who's, you know, you've got a workable face. Do you know what I mean?
What like you did.
Did you not once win Best Use of a Human Head?
I did. My first ever award in comedy, actually, which is over 20. Oh my God, it's way over 20 years ago now, yeah.
Exactly, was Best Use of a Human
Best
Head.
Best Use of a Human Head, yeah.
I have a use for your human head.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. With this music in the background.
Only with a human maybe head. The greatest use of a human mustache ever.
You want to grow a mustache on my head that you can use later.
I was just wondering, because I've been seeing the ads around the place, and I was just wondering whether or not you'd contemplate the idea of a bit of Movember. You know what I mean? Would it be like for men's health charities and all that sort of stuff? You might, you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Yeah, and let's face it, I think, you know, the great Barry Walsh has proven to us all how you sport a Ronnie.
Okay, this is what I'm going to say to you, Jim McCabe. This is what I'm going to say to you. I think it's a tremendous charity and a wonderful cause and all of that. You know, raising money for men who need things. This is the first year for 5 years I don't have to grow a mustache. I've had to grow a mustache every year to make the Young Offenders. This is the first year I have been able to at least in this terrible year have a clean shaven face, and yeah. Now you're telling me I have to grow a mustache.
I was only asking. I just thought that you're so familiar with it, you know what I mean, and you'd done it, you'd sported it so well in the past. Mind you, because you didn't, you really didn't like having to grow facial hair, did you?
Hated it.
It wasn't good. It didn't sit easy with you.
I absolutely despised it. I did. I really hated it. And especially when you have a head like mine. Honestly, it's not even hair. It's like cotton wool. It's like sheep fur. Like brown sheep fur that grows out of my head.
But come on, surely to God, growing the Barry Walsh mustache was better than sporting the Ray haircut.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. In fairness, yeah, I'd have a mustache all year long rather than have that bald and shaven thing and the egg in the
nest. I have to confess, if I was contemplating it, I don't think I could go for the mustache. I think I'd have to go for the beard.
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
Are you saying that we're
I don't know what I'd look like. No, I was thinking about it and I thought I'd run it by you.
Well,
you know what I mean? So
if you want to do
I might just leave it with you, you know?
If you want to do it, I'll do it, because you know something, you're bringing up a good point. Men in need. Men are forgotten about. For instance, if you're a man that has a flicky eye, you should be getting help. So I think maybe if we can do something like that, then maybe we don't do November. Maybe, oh my God, Jim, you have us on it. Maybe we have another sausage party to raise money for men who need help with flicky eyes.
Right. A whole new kind of to run in parallel with Movember.
Absolutely. What a great idea.
We have Sausage member. No, that's not going to. Don't use that.
The sausage members. Yes, you get to join. You get to be a member of our sausage club.
Right.
And we all eat sausages together.
For men with flicky eye syndrome.
On the third Friday of every month, for men with flicky eyes.
Wow.
I can't think of a greater cause than
you're
that.
You're right. How has somebody not thought of that before?
What a great idea.
So, yeah.
Jim,
so
you're a genius.
Movember or sausage member. I have some small concerns. I will say that to you, but look it. I'm with you all the way, buddy.
It's all, you can only grow a small Ronnie, is it?
That's probably
don't worry about it. You'll make up for it somewhere.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
Now, Kinsale Hotel and Spa. It's only 5 minutes from the harbour town of Kinsale. It's about 25 minutes from Cork City and 90 acres. It's set on mature wooded parkland, panoramic views of Oysterhaven Bay. There's all sorts of wonderful pathed walkways and hotel playground, hotel spa and leisure club. Obviously, everything you could possibly want for the family to enjoy. And it's a family prize this week that they've given us as our main prize. You've got a two-night luxury stay in the recently refurbished Superior Lodges at Kinsale Hotel and Spa. And that is for a family of up to six guests. But they've also given us a runner-up prize. A Keep It Cork overnight dinner bed and breakfast package for two is the runner-up prize. And then there's even another prize you can go and hunt down on our social media channels. So lots of winning to be done, PJ.
I'll tell you something, it feels like we're giving out presents already, so it does.
Doesn't it?
For the time of year that it isn't and all of that. Jane Sherlock is going to have a go this morning. She's going to try and set the standard, get off to a good start. How are you, Jane?
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad at all, Jane. Where are you this morning?
I'm in Tallaght in Dublin.
Oh, good stuff. Are you busy, busy day ahead?
Yeah, well, I'm a mammy. I'm on maternity leave and I have a one-year-old as well, so I'll be kept
Lord.
Going all day.
Ah, jeepers, yeah.
Action-packed.
So the prize is looking nice.
Oh, of course.
Wouldn't it be amazing?
Anyone deserves something to look forward to, Jane. It's you, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Right, well, the good news is at least, Jane, that for today at least, you will definitely top the leaderboard. We've no score to beat, so that's good. So there's pressures
brilliant.
Off. Whatever you
happy
get is
day.
the standard for the rest of the week. And, of course, you know, added chances to win as well. So fingers crossed you get a decent score to get us going. You ready to go?
Right, let's go.
Fingers crossed for you, Jane. Very best of luck. Here we go.
Complete the title of this 1999 film, The Talented Mr. Who?
Ripley.
What country would you be in if you were in Vladivostok?
Pass.
Russia. According to Billy Ocean's song, what happens when the going gets tough?
Tough gets going.
What American rapper and actor was formerly known as the Fresh Prince?
Will Smith.
What is the capital of Hungary?
Oh, pass.
Budapest. Clark Kent was better known as what superhero?
Superman.
Quentin Tarantino directed a movie Reservoir what?
Dogs.
Yeah, in which novel does the artful Dodger appear?
Pass.
Oliver Twist, how many pockets does a professional snooker table have?
Six.
Which 1992 Disney animated film featured the voice of Robin Williams?
Aladdin.
Yeah, in the Bible, what G was a gift brought by the wise men to Jesus?
Say that again.
What G was a gift from the wise men to Jesus?
Pass, I don't know.
Gold, which Hollywood star became the Princess of Monaco?
Pass.
Grace Kelly, do the Channel Islands lie closer to England or to France?
To England.
It's France!
Darn!
Oh, that was pesky French getting us into trouble again.
And we were on a nice little run there.
We had a great run, yeah.
You were doing, I think, to be honest with you, I think you're better than you give yourself credit for,
I think
Jane.
So,
you were.
Yeah.
I think you were doubting yourself in a few of those, to be fair to you.
My nerves are gone.
But anyway.
You're doing the Jim McCabe. You were flying, but you kept saying, no, I wouldn't be good at this. You were doing the gyms.
We're all in this together, Jay. Right, listen, I tell you something. You scored 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct answers all the same. So that's not too bad. And bearing in mind extra prizes this week, so who knows, it might be good enough, Jane.
That's it. Fingers crossed for the two nights. Stay
absolutely.
Away.
It'd be brilliant. Listen, Jane, thanks a million for playing.
Thanks, Mel.
Cheers.
Bye.
Have a
See
good
you,
day.
Jane. Good luck.
The Breakfast Table Quiz